It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week, Rich is joined by the paper's features editor, Sally Shearer.
We have a really busy weekend coming up, starting with the return of an artist to the Lexington Philharmonic.
This is a really interesting return because when Conrad Tau first came to the Philharmonic, he was 14.
Wow.
coming in as a piano soloist playing Shostakovich. And it may have been a little bit lost at the time because that was back in 2008, and the Philharmonic was also searching for their replacement for George Zak, who turned out to be Scott Terrell. But Conrad is back and very much in the spotlight this time, not only as a piano soloist on George Gershwin's Concerto in F, but also as a composer. They will be playing his Pangu, which is an interesting piece that he feels like has a lot of ties to the Concerto in F, that it draws a lot from stage and movie music. So it'll be a real good chance to hear him, how he's developed over the years for people who remember him. I do remember it was quite a memorable and remarkable performance, particularly considering he was 14.
Well, and now he's, at the old age of 20 and returning?
Yeah, 22, actually, yeah. I think. But yeah, not quite an old man yet,
exactly.
But definitely an accomplished artist. But it's also a beautiful weekend, and I know we've got a number of things going on.
Lots of things going on outside this weekend. If you want to stay in Lexington, you can certainly run by Grants Park for the Mayfest Arts and Crafts, an activity event that takes place both Saturday and Sunday. Nice place to pick up something for mom for Mother's Day if you haven't done that yet.
Last-minute shoppers.
Exactly. If you're interested in getting out of town, the Berea Makers Market is taking place Saturday at the Russell Acton Folk Center with all sorts of activities and 30-plus artists. Again, another opportunity to go by and get something for mom for Mother's Day if you'd like. And then if you're already got your gift for mom but are a little hungry, you might want to go to Paris for the Crawfish Festival.
Yes. Who knew?
Paris, Kentucky, Crawfish Festival, taking place Friday and Saturday at Stoner Creek at Paris Landing, live music, and you don't want to miss crawfish races.
That, I mean, what does the Kentucky Derby have on crawfish races?
$3 to get in at the Crawfish Festival.
I will go back and my voice will sound this bad again next week. So, yeah.
Exactly. And so what's going on otherwise that's not outside this weekend?
We got, after your crawfish races and your shopping, quite a number of things going on stage. Good Blues Tonight, a play that premiered last summer at Danville's Pioneer Playhouse, is going to be on stage at the Lyric Theater weekend. So if you didn't get a chance to travel down there, you can see that show. And then an interesting show at the Pam Miller Downtown Arts Center is from Bluegrass Opera, and it's a staged reading of a show about the Lincolns.
Wonderful.
So this will be a first chance to hear it, and who knows, maybe it will go on to greater things, and we can say we saw it here first.
Right.
Rich Copley and Sally Shearer cover arts, culture, and features for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.